This is Radio Superior 1933, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1933. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1933. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is the voice from the Head of the Lakes, Station KUWS, broadcasting from studios in Superior, Wisconsin. Yes, it's Wednesday, March the 22nd, 1933. Good evening. Jack McKenna here with newsman Lou Martin standing by.
I have the latest about gearing up for legalized beer, Jack.
Oh, boy, that's right. All the news about the brews you can use.
It's not just about beer, Jack. I also have about Duluth and Superior's mayoral candidates. A Shell Lake school teacher speaks out against teachers who smoke and drink. The latest from the state basketball playoffs. And the Northern Brewery is lighting up its boilers.
Like I said. Well, anyway, friends, here's Lou Martin with the George Pisark 5 o'clock news. George Pisark, East End's grocer, butcher, baker, you name it, where any brand of coffee is just 32 cents a pound. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and listeners. It's not often that high school sports is so prominent in our news, but as the Superior East High Orientals do battle with Onalaska in the state semifinals, we'll get you that score just as soon as we get them from Madison. That game has started, and Onalaska's leading the Old Towners 6-4 after one period. In other top news stories, 13 years after it was outlawed by the 18th Amendment, 3.2 beer soon will be legal. In quick action as part of President Roosevelt's New Deal, Congress passed legislation making the non-intoxicating beer legal. FDR signed the legislation into law today. That means that 3-2 beer and wine can be sold in 14 states, including Wisconsin, on April the 6th. In the presence of newspapermen and photographers, Mr. Roosevelt used four different pens to sign a six-page legislation. The bill sponsor, Congressman Cullen of New York, asked if he could have one of the pens, and sure, said the president. The bill becomes law 16 days after it's signed. Superior's brewery didn't waste any time gearing up after 10 years. The pre-prohibition engineer, S.J. Cochran, lit the fires in the brewery. That's the first time that that's happened since the Northern Brewery stopped making near beer in 1925. Already five other men have been put on the payroll, cleaning the vats and gearing up the machinery. It'll be 3 weeks before the Northern Brewery can actually start making beer. Mr. Cochran says it'll be another 2 months after that before the beer is ready for sale. The hand of the law reached out and snatched the president of the vast National City Bank of New York from his lush Fifth Avenue home last night. A U.S. Marshal delivered a warrant for the arrest of C.E. Mitchell, the granite-jawed, white-haired ex-banker. He's accused of using National City Bank stock to evade paying income tax. He was taken to the police station where a bond of $10,000 was set. It said that this arrest came on direct orders from the White House. George Pisark Grocery News Time is 5:05. Jack McKenna has a word from our sponsor.
Indeed I have, Lou. Good old George Pisark has everything you want if you want to eat. And at a fair price, as a matter of fact. It's called Fairway. I should say, look at this. A bunch of celery, 13 cents. Head lettuce, two. I said two, friends. Two for 19 cents. And a steer beef pot, roast, 15 cents a pound. Ooh, I could afford 2 or 3 pounds of that. Leg lamb roast per pound, 18 cents. Fairway shrimp, two cans for 27 cents. Boy, oh boy, and I'm just getting a start on that, friend. Just go to George Pisark's, and you'll find everything there that you want, and find it at a very decent price. The East End Grocer, Butcher, Baker, phone East 341. Hey, they should be at halftime now in Madison, Lou. Can you check real quick on the basketball score?
It's not easy to get a long-distance connection, you know, but I'll see what I can do.
Just tell them who you are. That'll do it, Lou.
The Superior Association of Commerce is trying to land a marine hospital for Superior. The Twin Ports International Shipmasters Association Lodge Number 12 is asking the association to petition the federal government for a hospital that would care for aging and ailing mariners. At a meeting today at the Androy Hotel, it was thought that a marine hospital would be a good public works project, putting people to work and caring for our old sailors. Duluth Mayor S.F. Snively is the front runner after Saturday's primary election. The four-term Mayor Snively will be opposed by George Vivian after eliminating 11 others in a field of 13 candidates. Mayor Snively received 7,200 first-choice votes and just over 2,000 second-place votes, while Mr. Vivian had 4,100 second-place votes and a little less than 2,000 first-place votes. Duluthians will get to mark first and second-place ballots when they vote in the Saturday primary. One of Superior's two candidates in the mayoral general election, Labor's Bryn Osprey, spoke to the Superior Ministerial Association today at the Androy Hotel. Mr. Osprey told of his personal life and the reasons he goes to church. He also denied being a communist. His opponent, Mayor Fred Baxter, wrote the association that he was too ill to attend. The race for office is on in Hayward. Adolph Williams, H.B. Sabin, they filed for mayor. Arnold Anderson and Herbert Simonson for city clerk. Vern Edwards and Oscar Olson for the third ward. The State Division of Highways Office in Superior says that they hope to pave a large stretch of Highway 53 this summer. They'd pave 53 from Spooner to the end of the present paving in Rockmount. And Jack and listeners, here's the story of a piece of our past. A bell brought to Superior back in 1856 will ring again. First Presbyterian Church East End, Reverend Alvin Carlson, says the bell has been repaired and will toll Sunday morning, welcoming worshipers to the 11 o'clock service. First Presbyterian Church bell was brought to Superior nearly eight decades ago and is the most prized historic treasure of the church. Reverend Carlson's sermon will be God's Call to America.
Oh, that should be more bellish.
Bellish?
You know, yeah, not bearish. God rings in the good news, or the bell tolls for souls, or something like that.
All right, then. I'll check on that basketball score, Jack.
Well, I hope I don't get heck from my pastor this next Sunday. Great. Go Orientals. And, folks, we've got a fair forecast for this March the 22nd, 1933. Looks like partly clear skies tonight, mostly cloudy tomorrow. I knew it wouldn't last. Tonight's low will be around 18 degrees with a high tomorrow at 33, just above the freezing mark, as if you couldn't tell. And we'll lose some of that snow we got yesterday. Hey, friends. Gather around that old Philco, and let's listen to Red Nichols and the Five Pennies, and Make My Cot Where the Cotton Grows, woof, on the Martin McKenna Show on Station KUWS. snappy cut, 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 cut. Somebody slapped me on the back. Cotton number just for your listening enjoyment, good listener. Red Nickels and the Stompers and Five Pennies, the whole works, the whole cash register from 1927 with Pee Wee Russell, who later had his own orchestra, and Frank Trambauer. I don't know what happened to him. He was on the reeds. Oh, really? Oh, that's an instrument. On station KUWS. So, Lou, got that score from Madison?
Just got an update from our man, Ray Paulson. It's pretty exciting, Jack. This is East's first trip to the state tournament. Coach Peach Goosey's boys are playing a heck of a game.
Yes,
And the Superior East High Orientals, under the powerful play of Clarence Waletzko, are leading Onalaska 12-6 at halftime. And they've already taken the floor for the second half.
Ooh, yowzer. We should have just hooked up a telephone line and had Ray do the whole game. Let's get back to the music, friends. This romantic number is dedicated to Mr. and Mrs. Thomas Reed of 1608 Elmira Avenue. They're celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary tomorrow, and the whole darn family is in town for the big day.
That means they were married in 1873.
That figures. Mr. Reed is a veteran of the Civil War, you know. One of the few remaining members of the Alonzo Palmer post of the Grand Army of the Republic. He's 86 years old, and his wife, considerably younger, at 80, is the only life member of the Head of the Lakes of the Auxiliary to the Sons of Union Veterans.
That's just great. Congratulations.
Yes, and the Reed's picture is in today's paper, and Thomas Reed is wearing his old Union uniform. Looks a little tight, but he got into it. For Mr. and Mrs. Reed, then, on 60 Years of Bliss, this number is for you folks. Here's Paul Whiteman, and Let's Do It, with Bing Crosby and Jack Fulton singing on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. Mr. and Mrs. Thomas Reed of Superior on their 60th wedding anniversary from 1929, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Let's do it. On station KUWS, say, Lou, what will you get your wife on her 60th wedding anniversary if you make it that far?
How about a good-looking dance instructor named Hans?
Hans? Dance instructor, huh? For you or your wife?
Clever, Jack. I still think Hans would be more popular. Say, we have a guest who would like to make a point about her fellow teachers. Good evening, Miss Vivian Toffhires of Shell Lake.
It's just so nice of you to let me give my opinion on what I think is a vital matter to our schools, especially with that beer bill being passed. My goodness, I just don't know, Mr. Martin, but it fits with my message to a T.
Very good, Miss Toffhires. I see that you're all ready, so go ahead now.
One of our big problems of today is education, and in that profession, we have too many teachers. May I ask you parents and school boards what kind of teachers you are hiring? Do you consider what is inside a person, or do you just look at the house he or she lives in? In other words, are you just looking for a teacher with a first grade certificate, or do you also consider morals? I know we could better our schools and do away with these teachers of low morals by adding to the contract this phrase, if a smoker or drinker be, this contract is void. Would this help to get better teachers? I, being one in the profession, feel ashamed of some of the teachers who habitually smoke and drink, yet think that they can stand before our younger generation as an example of morality. I do believe that it's this attitude that leads to many of the problems with our young people today. That is all.
Miss Vivian Toffhires of Shell Lake, thank you, ma'am, for making the trip to Superior.
I knew you'd be polite, Mr. Martin, and I knew you'd be an honest, sober man, whom I'm sure spurns tobacco, too. Radio people shouldn't imbibe either, you know. I hear those people over at WEBC are quite wild.
That they are, Miss Toffhires. But what can a body do? Thank you, and drive safely home.
Bye-bye. Oh, he has such lovely red hair.
Is it newsmen in general, or is it you in particular, Lou? And if it is, old buddy, I don't see it. Not that you're repulsive or anything like
that. Well, I certainly appreciate that.
A regular ladies' man, you might say. Anyway, you'll impress me if you get an update on the basketball game. And on with the good music of the 30s, friends. Here's a brand new number by Anson Weeks. A strong number. I only have eyes for you. On the Martin and McKenna Show on KUWS.
The stars out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. Avenue, you
The musical sounds of the Anson Weeks Orchestra, vocals by K. St. Germain on station KUWS. Any luck with that score, Lou?
Well, the operator is doing her best. She'll call when she's got a line.
Time to take a look at the special bargains at S.Y. Joseph's company, Lou. The Superior's smartest shop for women. This Friday and Saturday, the final clearance. A group of dresses from our regular stock, odds and ends, suitable for all occasions, dark colors, light colors. Final clearance price, $2.50. Another group of dresses selected from regular stock, plain printed and sheer crepes. Final clearance price, $6.50. I don't know how they do it, and especially on this one, winter coats. Just a few fine fur-trimmed coats. Final clearance, price, $14.50. Now, that's what I call some good bargains at S.Y. Joseph's company. And while we wait for Lou to come up with a score, let's pass the time with this snappy little number. You'll like it. Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra from 1931. This is Roll On, Mississippi, Roll on station KUWS. The music of Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra, and Roll On, Mississippi, Roll on the Martin McKenna Show on station KUWS. Lou, do you have Ray Paulson on the line yet?
He's all hooked up, and the game, I think, is just about over. Ray, hello, Ray Paulson.
Hello, sport fans. Hey, there's just a few ticks left on the clock. Guards George Zark and Melvin Johnson passing the ball back and forth, confident that their lead will hold.
Lead? By how much?
Fans of the Old Town School are going wild. That's it. Superior East Orientals have won to advance to the semifinals tomorrow. Coach Pete Guzzi and his boys are one of the four best teams in Wisconsin now.
Great game, eh, Ray?
Hey, I can't tell you. I mean, Onalaska jumped out to a lead, but the Orientals kept control.
Jack Badley needs a score, Ray.
There's no doubt about that. But, of course, how forgetful of me. Superior East in its first ever state tournament appearance, led by Clarence Waletzko, four field goals, topping Onalaska 29-14. Boy, I'd say the Orientals' invasion of Madison is a success, just by tonight's big game. Next up, the always tough squad from Wausau, which sent Rice Lake down to defeat 27-10 earlier today. I've got to get off the telephone now, guys, but what a game, fans, from Madison. This is Rapid Ray Paulson reminding you that everyone loves a good sport and a great tournament game.
Well, I'm happy.
You don't like being held in suspense. Your face was kind of purplish until Ray gave you the score.
29-14. Oh, I'm happy. And what better way to say good night, good listeners? Way to go, Pete Guzzi and the Orientals. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, on your radio dial. For Lou Martin and the bearer of great news, Ray Paulson, this is Jack McKenna wishing you all a very good night.
This is Radio Superior 1933, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson with research by Sarah Dorman. All events reported on Radio Superior 1933 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.